What do you think about all these places that are giving away free stuff if you show the evidence that you got the vaccine?
I think it's good if it benefits me, meaning that, you know, around here, I guess they're doing free drinks. I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, so every place that you go to has something different. There's some major retailers that got involved, like Sam Adams, Budweiser. Like, they have some kind of promotion where you get free beer. Or they give you money for free beer or something like that.
It's the greatest thing ever.
Krispy Kreme, you get a free donut, you know. But now Walmart is going to pay employees $75 to get the vaccine. And all I keep thinking about was, wait a minute, do they get the $75 even if they already got the vaccine? You know?
Yeah.
But so there's a few places near me. I know that there's a cupcake shop that is offering free cupcakes if you show the proof of your vaccine. And
Okay. And
I know that there's one of my favorite restaurants is offering free wine.
Mm-hmm.
I never take them up on it. I always feel funny. I feel very strange about busting out my card and being like, yep, pony up on that Cabernet. Doesn't it just seem strange to flash your card to get free stuff?
It seems strange to me that you would not break it out at some point. Like, I mean, if you're going there anyways and you're ordering a cupcake, right? Let's say if I know you,
yeah,
you're going in and even let's say you're doing cupcakes, you're ordering for you, your daughters, your husband. So that's four cupcakes you're picking up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't have to pay for all four. You could pay for three and get the fourth one free. That would make sense, right? Or if you're going and you're getting a glass of wine, damn sure no, you are not having one glass of wine.
Uh-huh.
You are having at least two glasses of wine. So why don't you pay for one and get the other one for free?
I feel weird about it. Isn't that strange?
No.
I don't know why I feel like normally, like, give me a coupon and I'll use it all day. I feel
right.
like a champ. But something about this feels wrong. I feel like I did what was right for me and for everybody. So why should I all of a sudden get a free glass of wine for it or get a $75 check or get a donut or get a Budweiser?
This is how people work nowadays, right? If you incentivize things, they're going to, you know, go ahead and get it done quicker. They're going to chime about it. They're going to talk about it, right? Which people want. The more people that talk about it, the more safer everybody feels. I understand why Walmart's doing it. Walmart will be able to tell their customers, their consumers, that they're fully vaccinated. It's the same thing. You're getting ready to take a trip to Vegas pretty soon, right? Well, I don't know whether or not you've been seeing. You've probably just been focused on, I'm going to Vegas. But all the casinos that are opening up at full capacity with no restrictions, it's because they put in a rule that said that if 80% of your workforce or more is vaccinated, you can claim you're fully vaccinated and you can remove all restrictions.
Now, here's the bigger question, because this is also, you know, how I get like really panicked about things.
Yes.
I am afraid that if I carry around that card, I will lose it.
Yes.
And then what? So that's another thing. It's like, will they accept just a picture of my card or do they think that I'll like falsify it?
That's the thing. Supposedly, they'll take the picture, but there's no authority that says yes or no one way or the other.
I don't know. It all seems very, very strange to me. But then again, the whole last year and a half has been very, very strange.
The point is, you know that you're vaccinated. That's what you need to worry about. You're safer than the other people around you.
And now I get a free donut.
I'll take the beer.
What was your last impulse buy? You just bought it. You're like, you know what? Pandemic's been going on a long time. I'm just going to buy this. I'm not even going to think about it. 1-800-330-9999. I have never done this before. And I was like, when I did it, I reasoned with myself in my head, you know,
Before you say what it is.
Yeah.
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
What is the most expensive impulse buy you've made before? Because like, I mean, you know, you could have bought a purse or some shoes or something like that at one point in your life that was a little bit pricey. But like, what was your biggest impulse buy before this?
$300 pair of shoes.
Okay. All right.
Maybe.
So $300 pair of shoes. Now tell people what you did.
I booked a trip to Disney World and didn't tell my husband. But I have reasoning behind it.
Yeah, okay.
Right,
yep,
so
yep.
Here's what happened.
Pandemic, stress, yeah, that type of stuff.
No, okay, so Dakota, my little one, she's 2.5 now, but like she's really into Mickey Mouse. And I had read this article last year that when kids reach 11 or 12, that's when they no longer enjoy Disney anymore.
Okay.
My oldest daughter is 12, right?
Yeah.
And as a parent, it's one of those things that you get really excited, like, to bring your kids to Disney. So I could not wait for Hayden, my older one, to be with my little one and show her Disney World. I thought that would be such a fulfilling thing for my entire family.
So
right?
On top of it, the 12-year-old has to cart around the baby,
but,
the toddler.
But like, But Hayden loves it. Okay. Like, Hayden loves her baby sister.
Right.
It's exciting for her, you know? She was an only child for a very long time. So when they said the mask mandate was going away and that the CDC, everything about the vaccines.
Boom, pulled the trigger, couldn't wait.
All I kept thinking about was the prices are going to skyrocket on Disney because all of a sudden everybody that's been holding off is going to go. And I just, it was during the show.
I know. Yeah.
It was during the show a couple days ago. We were literally in a commercial break. I didn't even think twice. I went on the website. I went to DisneyWorld.com. I did the whole thing. I looked at it. I go, that's a lot. I'm going to do it anyway. And I just clicked buy.
You knew that you had done something maybe bad because you didn't even tell me until the end of the show. You didn't even tell me. And I'm here in the room with you.
Because I never do anything outside of work stuff during work. So it was so uncharacteristic for me to do it.
Yeah.
And then after I had to confess to you that I had done that during the show,
right.
Then I'm like, oh my God, how am I going to tell Paul that I just did this?
Right.
So I went home and he's doing the taxes and we have to pay and he is mad, right? So he's like not in a good mood as it is about having to pay. And now I'm like, I don't think this is a good time. I don't think I should bring this up right now.
So, I mean, have you told him?
Yes, but I did it while he was doing his work. I have mentioned it in passing. Like, by the way, we booked Disney for Christmas break.
Right.
You know? And he was like, what? I go, well, we'll see. I go,
not we'll see. I mean, you did it.
Well, you did because, this. Like, it's, you know, you can move it to a different date without penalties.
Okay.
So I was like, worst comes to worst.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And he looked over his shoulder slowly at me.
Like squinting.
Yeah. And
like, wait a minute. Did I just hear that?
And then I thought he was going to ask how much it was, but I think that he was so surprised he didn't. He just like turned his head back around and he just went right back to working. So I don't know if it's coming up in a conversation soon or if he's just accepted the fact that I've done this.
To me, I feel like he thinks maybe you've got a deposit on something or something like that. Something refundable is going on here, but this has happened and you don't even have the flights yet, right?
No, I booked the flights too.
Oh, you booked the flights right after that too.
I said, be careful.
Right, lots of charges on there.
Jenny texted that her last impulse buy was onion rings, but a lot of onion rings. 3 bags of onion rings.
Wow, that's a good amount of onion rings.
I mean, love onion rings.
I like Funyuns, but that's a lot. That's a lot of onion rings, especially if they're fresh, because they don't last very long, you know?
Well, if you buy the frozen ones, they last forever.
Okay.
I think.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Frozen onion rings seem so sad to me.
What? I eat those like once a week at my house.
Really?
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. What was your last impulse buy? I booked a trip to Disney and didn't even tell my husband.
Nope.
Yep.
And then told him, like, when he was half paying attention on purpose from, like, the other room and then was like, we'll see. When he was like, what?
I didn't know what to do.
Right.
Mommy instincts was like, no, I'm going to do this. And then all of a sudden I was like, what have I done?
Right. Right. You didn't even tell me for hours after you did it.
I did. I didn't. I didn't tell anybody because I was ashamed for a minute. I was like, oh, I should have probably talked to somebody about this.
Well, as you pointed out, I mean, it could be worse, right? I mean, at least what you bought is something tangible, something you can put your hands on.
You bought something it's not a real thing. It's like a fake internet thing.
It could be a thing. It could be a big thing.
Go ahead.
All right. So I was on the boat this past weekend. I had to do some traveling and I caught a ferry and it's like an hour and 10 minutes or whatever this ride. So I'm out there. I'm out in the open water and I decide, you know, it's a beautiful day. I'm going to go up. I'm going to get something to eat and then go up on the sun deck and enjoy myself. I go upstairs and even though everybody's, you know, open traveling now, the kitchen is not still open like normal. So there's no fried foods. There's no clam boat. All right. There's no, you know, chicken fingers or anything like that. I'm so distraught over the fact that there's none of the food that I wanted to gorge on up on the top of the boat that I decided to go back down to my car, do some cryptocurrency research, and then I bought Dogecoin while I was sitting in my car on the ferry.
Dogecoin isn't a real thing. It's
it
a
could
pretend
be.
Thing.
Elon Musk thinks it's cool. He's going to put it on the moon.
All right. How much does Dogecoin, like, I keep reading about it. It's part of that cryptocurrency stuff
right.
that I don't understand, but how much does it cost?
So right now it's like 51 cents or something like that, 51 or 52 cents when I bought it.
How much did you buy?
I'm up $5.
You're up $5. But how much of it did you buy?
Just 500 this time.
You spent $500 on a fake thing like that?
It could be worth a lot. My buddy got it at 8 cents. Now it's worth like $6,000 he's got.
What's going to happen when it's worth nothing next week because the fad is over and it's not trending on Twitter anymore?
Thinking about buying more today, as a matter of fact. Also, did not discuss it with my wife. Just did it.
Did you tell her? Did you tell her after?
I told her after.
What did she say?
She doesn't really understand cryptocurrency either.
Because nobody does.
Right. So the thing was, I kind of had that working in my favor.
What?
Put on the other hand, like she doesn't understand it. So if she figures out that it actually isn't worth something at some point, if it tanks, then it's going to be hard for me to explain.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. This is ridiculous. What was your last impulse buy?
We're actually, I bought Disney, so we're actually on our way to the airport to go to Disney right now.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Oh, that's fun. When did you buy it? Was it like a last minute thing or what?
So I actually booked this back in the beginning of April. We wanted to go away. We were like, let's go somewhere warm. And Disney was the safest place at the moment. With everything going on, and now they just lifted the mask mandate to walk around, so it's a little bit better, but we're excited to go, to just go away and relax.
Yeah, I bought tickets for September for Florida, too, just because I was like, it's the only place open. At the time, it was the only place open.
Yeah, not anymore, though.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
Now everything's going to be open, but yeah. That's great. Enjoy your trip.
Have so much fun. Tell Mickey I said hi.
Thank you.
Main difference was she told her mom who she's going with. She told her right at the time when she did it.
This week, I booked a trip to Disney, didn't even tell my husband. It was like the biggest impulse buy I've ever done in my life.
I invested in something that I know nothing about whatsoever, and some people say it's actually just not even a real thing.
What is it? Dogecoin?
Dogecoin. It's got the dogs on the front of it. Elon Musk talked about it on SNL. It's going to be the future.
That is an impulse buy if I ever heard one. 1-800-330-9999. It's Hannah and Raven. What was your last impulse buy?
I just bought a silver dollar for $1,000.
A silver dollar for $1,000.
Wow. So, obviously this is something that appreciates is what you're telling me. More of an investment type thing.
Are you a collector?
Well, yeah, I collect. They only made 75,000 of them.
But that's how they get you. Because whenever you make an impulse buy like that, they say collectors, there's only limited edition.
That's right.
And that's how that creates the urgency. You're like, what? There's only 75,000 of them? I better buy this $1,000 coin right now.
Ironically, my kid did that with me last night with a jet ski.
What? Yeah. Limited edition jet ski?
You know, it's funny. It didn't even come to my mind, but I basically signed paperwork for like $14,000 last night.
What are you talking about? Why would you let him buy a limited edition jet ski? That's fake.
It's the last one in the state. Everybody wants to be boating this year.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, he scammed you. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your last impulse buy?
My last impulse buy was a nice big old bottle of tequila.
I mean, that feels like instant reward, though, right? Because if you crack that thing open...
Instant reward, gratification, on the spot, happiness.
Yeah, it's okay to splurge every once in a while. How much was it?
I'm not going to go into price. I'm just going to say it was worth every cent.
It was a lot, then. It was.
Bottle of tequila. I call that Friday.
Right, but his was pricey.
Yeah. Right. Hi, Anna and Raven. Your last impulse buy?
A puppy.
Oh.
That's a good one, though.
And not just a small puppy. We got a Newfoundland. He's like 60 pounds, and he's only 5 months old.
Right, right. He's going to be 200 pounds and the size of a sofa in about six more months. But you know,
more to love. Right. That's all that matters.
That's the gift that keeps on giving. Get them puppy kisses.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your last impulse buy?
So I love popcorns and found myself a circus-style popcorn machine at Walmart. $150 or so on the popcorn machine, and now it sits in my kitchen next to my island. It's taking up so much space, but I can't get enough of that style of popcorn. Oh, my God. It's so well worth the buy to me.
Those nostalgia ones. Yeah, they are good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And once you get past the oil and the butter, then you're going to go air pop next. And that thing is tight and compact. That's an upgrade for a couple years down the road. Trust me.
We used to have one here at our office, and that everyone loved it. There'd be fresh hot popcorn all day, and then COVID ruined it.
Yeah,
no one's allowed to use it anymore.
I wonder where it is.
Where is it?
Right? Did they actually toss it out, or is it somewhere waiting for us in a closet like an old friend we can release now?
My favorite part is that they didn't think that we were mature enough to just not use it. They had to physically remove it. They couldn't just put a sign saying "Because of COVID, don't use this." They're like, "We're gonna have to hide this in the basement." So these people do not make the popcorn.
I'm telling you, I'm going to go look for that thing now. Yeah. We're going to liberate that popcorn machine today if it's still here.
Does it expire? 1-800-330-9999. What have you noticed in your house that has an expiration date that you never thought would actually expire? Again, that's 1-800-330-9999. Raven, I was brushing my teeth this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I look over at the dental floss.
Yeah.
It expires.
Yes.
Why does dental floss expire? Isn't that crazy town?
It doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. I did tell you that I've been using the toothpaste that my dentist gave me many, many years ago. Larry gave me this toothpaste. He's like, you got to use this for your gums. I never did it. Now I'm using it. I think it expired like 5 years ago.
Isn't it weird? Like, why? Like, if, especially toothpaste, I could understand because it's kind of like, I don't know, it seems gooey.
I mean, you're ingesting it.
But yeah.
To a certain degree.
The string. It's just string. Like, what?
Right.
Why?
What happens after
strange.
A certain amount of time, right?
2 years. Like, what's going to happen in those 2 years?
Anything could happen.
So I came up with a whole bunch of household items, and Raven, you're going to guess.
Oh, we're going to play
expire?
A game?
Yep.
Oh, I love that.
Okay, ready? Do you think honey expires?
Gosh, so many big decisions so early on. I'm going to say that honey does not expire because it's from bees.
You're correct.
Wow.
Honey does not expire.
Wow.
Your honey can last like literally forever. You can put it in the microwave, liquefy it again, and it's all good.
Wow, I had no idea.
How about pillows? Do your pillows expire?
I'm guessing no. They're pillows.
Pillows. Be sure not to keep pillows for more than 2 years. The reason why? After 2 years, the pillow won't be the same shape due to the dust mites and will lead to back and neck pain.
What? Wait a minute. 2 years?
2 years you're supposed to replace your pillows.
And it's going to be full of dust mites, and that's the reason why? That's disgusting.
Right. How about fire extinguishers?
Fire extinguishers do expire. I know that.
They do?
Yeah, sooner or later, right? The charge is no good, right?
Wait till you hear how long, though.
You shouldn't keep a fire extinguisher for more than 14 years, even if you don't use it.
14 years?
Yeah, I mean, that seems like a bargain.
You gotta
That's
get
a bargain purchase.
Yeah, but you should get like a Sharpie and write down, because who's going to remember? You're going to set an iPhone reminder in 14 years to throw away your fire extinguisher?
I know you're really bad at fire extinguishers. Anna's never actually fired one, really wanted to, really bad for a while.
Yeah.
It has a thing right on it. Tells
oh,
you when
tells
it's good
you?
Or not. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, green is good.
How about your shoes?
Shoes don't expire. I mean, I've got a grandfather. He's been rocking the same three pairs of shoes the last 40 years that I've known him.
Shoes should actually be replaced every year. This is because after walking around 200 miles, your shoe begins to lose its cushioning.
Wait a minute. Who's walking 200 miles now?
You probably walk close to 200 miles.
You think so in a year?
Yeah, in a year. I mean, I don't know for sure, but right. I'm sure if you just check like the health thing on your phone, it'll tell you how many miles you walked in a lifetime.
It feels like a Google fact.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about vodka?
I mean, I'm not going to throw it out, even if it has a date on it. So that's my answer to that. I'm going to say it doesn't expire.
Vodka, tequila, gin, none of them expire. They can stay around forever.
Well, look at me. I knew that one.
Yeah, there you go. Congratulations. Balsamic vinegar.
I'm going to guess also not expire.
Does not expire.
Wow, look at me.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like a vodka for people that are on a diet. I mean, you're really excited whenever you get to eat it.
How about your towels?
Towels are good. Forever.
You should replace your towel every 1 to 2 years. Towels can often become wet and therefore grow a lot of bacteria. Not even the most thorough wash will clean out all the bacteria that grows in towels.
Are we sure this guy's a real scientist or something, or does he work like at IKEA or Bed Bath Beyond?
Accent?
Because he's trying to get us to buy pillows, towels, everything.
No, he has a British accent. Of course he's a doctor, I think.
Okay.
All right, so at the end of the day, right? There are a lot of things in your house that have expiration dates that you had no clue. 1-800-330-9999. Which ones have you noticed? Makeup has an expiration date. We just got a text saying, I got pink eye from using expired eyeshadow once.
Oh, pink eye is the worst. Mm. So, I mean, even though it seems nonsense that makeup would expire, you'll only make that mistake once in your life after you get some sort of conjunctivitis.
I definitely have, like, eyeshadow that's 3 years old. Car seats have expiration dates. We just got another text about that. That's true. People forget that all the time.
Well, when they used to make them out of wood and steel.
Yeah.
Right. We've innovated a little bit since then.
I was shocked this morning when I realized that my dental floss had an expiration date. Who knew? What have you noticed around the house that has an expiration date? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Anna and Raven.
My African fish food, my tropical fish.
Your tropical fish's food expires. What is the food itself? Like, it's not live food or anything like that, right? It's like dried, you know, bloodworms or something, right? Isn't that what we feed fish in tanks?
No, these are flakes. These are flakes, but this has been expired 3 years ago, and he just gobbles it up.
He must have got the big jar.
Yeah. You're like, he's fine. I'm not going to waste this. He loves it.
I love you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great morning.
Hi, Anna. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good morning.
Good. Good morning. Well, you know, I notice a lot of people don't notice expiration dates on diapers and wipes.
What?
What?
I never in a million years even thought about the diapers and the wipes. They have expiration dates?
Yes. People don't notice that. Well, I run 2 daycares, got expiration dates on everything. Even the soaps, the bath soaps.
That's crazy.
I mean, that is nuts. To me, I mean, I use wipes because I live like a celebrity, just like Brad Pitt or George Clooney.
It's really disgusting.
Yes,
he shows up here with wipes all the time.
It's fantastic. I use wipes. It's the greatest thing ever, and I don't care what it's doing into the environment. And I love the planet other than that.
There's
but with wipes,
seriously.
I just have to make this one choice.
I mean, there's something wrong with you.
But the fact that it expires, I mean, what would actually happen at that point once it expires?
A rash. Breathing. That's what would happen.
You're going to get a rash. No. But it actually dry out. If you notice, some of them are drier. They like wetter and drier. The ones that are drier, that means they're expiring.
Oh, you know, all you got to do is throw a little water on there. Come on, girl. I've been there. I'm a survivor.
Oh, Lord.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. You have something that expires?
I know that toothpaste, deodorant, things like that expired, which is pretty interesting. But I have an interesting fun fact for you.
Yeah.
Do you know, like on shampoos and things like that, if you turn over the shampoo and look on the back toward the bottom, and it's not just shampoo, it's other items, you'll see like a little picture of a jar or something like that, and it has an open lid. And if there's a number in there, it'll say like 24. That means it's only good for 24 months after you open it.
Wow, that is a fun fact because I keep reading about all these things that only have expiration dates once they're open. So like, rice will stay good forever until you open it, and then it has a shelf life.
Here's what I want you to do.
That's the jar.
I want you to picture that you're in the zombie apocalypse, all right? And the rest of the world has come down. It's fallen down around you. It's a dystopian future out there. I don't care if this shampoo's expired. I'm using it.
Okay.
I'm using it.
Wow.
I'm using it anyway.
That's right, girl. I'm going to eat this spam, too. Whatever. Who cares?
This has been eye-opening this morning.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can always call or text 1-800-330-9999. Raven, I read this one on our text line, and I had to stare at it for a minute, and I was like, I don't get it.
Am I reading this correctly?
Yeah.
Right?
And then I realized maybe I don't get it because I'm guilty of it because I've never really thought about it.
Okay, what is it?
If you have poor umbrella skills, that's all I need to know about you.
So what are your poor umbrella skills?
See, that's what I was trying to figure out. And then I said, I know. It's when somebody closes it and the water sprays everywhere really fast and you don't do anything to like put it in. It's when you bring it open inside of a place with you and then you close it indoors and get everything inevitably wet as well.
How about if you step to somebody offering to cover them, but you do it with hesitation. So now they're stuck in that weird spot where they're right at the edge. Now you've actually gotten them wetter than they would be if they were in the umbrella or out of the umbrella.
Or when you walk like down a street with an umbrella and you have reckless behavior where you're just smacking people left and right with your umbrella and you have no self-awareness of how big your umbrella really is. Yeah, that is all I need to know about you.
Well, I hope it stops raining. It can't rain everywhere all the time, right?
Right. Well, that's true. All right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
If you just rinse your hands after using a bathroom instead of washing them with soap and water, that's all I need to know about you.
But who's the person that polices that? Because to me, that's all I need to know about them too. Like, if you just see it out of the corner of your eye, you're like, yuck, like use some soap. But I think that there's some people that like are out there. Look, in our community bathroom here at the studios, I swear there's at least one or two women that they just stand there and monitor how long people are washing their hands for.
I can't understand the guys who don't wash their hands.
Ugh.
Well, this is one that you see from time to time, too. They wash before. You got to wash before and after if you're doing that.
Wait, why would you wash before but not after?
Because I'm keeping myself clean.
That's nasty.
That's what they say.
That's weird. Yeah. That's all I need to know about you. 1-800-330-9999. You could always call or text. You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. There's been an uptick in divorces, and it's not just among the young. It's actually the elderly. Why? Dr. Patrick Wanis is a behavioral expert. You can visit him online at patrickwanis.com. Dr. Wanis, why are all these older people getting divorced? Why now?
Why, Grandma? Why?
Right. Like, you're leaving Grandpa?
You asked a really good question. Why now? And the now is the answer. It's because of all of the changes that are happening to all of us. There are extraordinary changes in behavior as a result of the pandemic. And I think the first thing, and this is sort of looking at it as a big picture, it's not just that older couples are divorcing. It's the people are moving house, people are changing career, people are moving from one state, people are moving from one country to another. And the way that I view it is to think about it as if you've just been diagnosed with a terminal illness. That means suddenly, as a result of the pandemic, we're facing mortality and saying, wow, if my life were to end now, is this the way I want to live? And suddenly a lot of people questioned what they value. Now, of course, there are other reasons too, because this has been an evolving pattern. And I think the first thing to say is the taboo of divorce has been progressively eroding. And maybe as a result of the fact that we're almost like a disposable society, we know we can swap out the phone, we can swap out the computer, we can swap out the car, swap out the TV, that we no longer settle for something that doesn't really satisfy us, something that doesn't really give us great joy and meaning and happiness and purpose. I think that for a long time, a lot of people stayed in marriage out of convenience, out of routine, security, and that security came in the form of familiarity. Well, I know my partner knows me. But I think we're finally getting to the place of saying, if I'm not happy, I'm not going to accept it.
So this is more and actually deeper than just, hey, we've been stuck in this building looking at each other, these four walls for the last, you know, 2 years right here. And I'm sick of you at this point. You believe it's actually more rooted in the fact that there's been some soul searching and some clarity really on what people want and what they've been doing and how they want to move ahead.
Well, Raven, you're right on both points. The first, being stuck together is what we refer to as forced togetherness. And then you go, oh, now that I really know my partner, I don't like them. The second is almost like the existential crisis. Who am I? Why am I here? What am I doing? How much time do I have left? What do I want to do with it? And when answering that question, who am I? I think we tend to go really deep and say, wow, look at the way the world's just stopped. What's going on? Who's in charge? I want more security. I want more stability. I want more freedom.
I read a stat somewhere that said that divorce rates for people over 65 has tripled in the last 20 years. So if you're over 65 and you're like, you know what? I'm done with you. We've had our kids. We've raised our families. Now I'm going to go party on my own. Where do you find love? Like, I just have a hard time imagining my grandmother going on Tinder. And I don't want to picture it. It makes me sad. It makes me scared. I don't even want to think about it.
I'm not sure that your mother would go on Tinder, but I'll give you an example of a client's parent, client's mother, who found love, and she was 74. She did that through her church. So for her, she already had a place where she would had an opportunity to meet new people. And she found someone that was roughly the same age, maybe 4 years older, and they married and they stayed together another 15 years.
Wow.
So, yes, you're right. Your grandma's not going to maybe go online or use Facebook, but if she goes out to church, to some sort of club, to some sort of hobby. I'm not talking about a nightclub. I mean some sort of hobby.
Oh, I was trying to imagine my grandmother with glow sticks.
Don't rule it out.
It's simply a case of where can this older person's, where can they meet people? Then that's another way. There are ways.
All right, good stuff. Dr. Patrick Wanis, you can visit him online at patrickwanis.com. Five calls says it all. Would you approach a celebrity to take a picture with them if they were eating dinner? You can call 1-800-330-9999 or you can text. It was nuts. So this happened this weekend. My cousin and I haven't really been out and done anything super fun in a long time since the beginning of the pandemic. So we said we were going to do it up. So we booked a night at the casino.
Sure.
Now, when we were booking it with our husbands, I was like, these rooms are so expensive. And I was like, there's got to be something going on. So I went to the website, and all it said was that the Home and Garden Show was going on. So I go, oh, my gosh, it must be the Home and Garden Show.
Right, people are so fired up about home crafts. Rooms are $500. That totally makes sense.
But that's the only day we could do and both have people to watch our kids. Okay, so we get there, and everybody starts walking around in tuxes and gowns. Now, I've been wearing the same jeans for 3 days, and I'm looking around, and I'm thinking, man, these people are, there must be either be a wedding here or
right.
Like, or this Home and Garden Show is legit.
Like,
right?
People are fired up for it. Like, who's appearing at this thing?
And then all of a sudden I look around and there's all this basketball stuff. I go, what is happening? So we go to grab lunch and we say to the waiter, what's going on? And he says, it's the Basketball Hall of Fame inductions.
Right, like it's a big deal. Like, you're stupid. How could you not know what's going on?
I don't think it was publicized that it was going to be here because it was nowhere. Because I immediately got my phone and I'm like, how did I not know this was happening?
Right.
And it wasn't anywhere to be found. And the next thing we know, there are celebrities everywhere. Everywhere. We're sitting at the bar and there's Michael Jordan. It's Michael Jordan. You want to talk about starstruck? I don't get starstruck. I was like, like, you stop dead in your tracks.
Sure, he's a big deal.
I walk into a restaurant. Who's walking right at me? Magic Johnson. Like, those are names that you stop because those are icons.
Right,
you know?
Right. Shaq was DJing at the bar, at the club. Right?
I didn't see Shaq. I was looking for him, but I didn't see Shaq.
He was there.
So, you know, I'm not that huge of a basketball fan. And real, the truth of the matter is I'm looking for Vanessa Bryant. Like, that's who I'm looking for. Like,
sure.
I want to see her. I pray for her. Like, I want to see her, you know?
Right.
And she's nowhere to be found. I didn't see her. But we sit down to dinner at the restaurant, and finally I've put on a new outfit. Nowhere near as nice as everybody else's dress.
Right, I mean, everybody else has got a gown on. By the way, you had reservations at the hot new restaurant at the casino on top of it.
Which I made like 2 months ago.
Right, so
everybody
was there. You were probably the only regular person in the place.
Absolutely. And I sit down, and I'm looking at the guys that are sitting at the table next to us, and it's like a big table, there's like maybe 10 of them. I go, I feel like we know who these people are, but you can't quite put your finger on it, right?
Sure. Well.
So I snap a sneaky picture, and I send it to Raven and the guys here, and it's so blurry because I'm about two drinks in at this point.
It looks like you're on a carnival ride trying to take a photo while intoxicated. Looking at it myself, I got skeevy.
Right. And then all of a sudden I realize, okay, it's Julius Erving, it's Dr. J,
mm-hmm.
and it's Jerry West. Like, that's the table that's sitting next to me.
That's a big deal.
And everybody starts taking selfies with Dr. J. People would walk by and they would ask him and he would take it. Not a ton, but like every few minutes. And our boss is like, go get a picture with him. Go get a picture with him.
Right.
And I was like, no! Like, I'm not going to bother this guy at dinner. Like,
I mean,
this
Jerry
is a
West
big deal.
Is the NBA logo. That would have been a big deal to get that one. You
but
know?
I'm too embarrassed to do it.
Right.
And now they've been giving me a lot of slack because they're like, you know what? Like, you messed up. You're supposed to do that. So here's the question for you. Five Calls says it all. You're in a situation like this. Do you get up and ask for the selfie, or do you let the poor guys just eat their dinner and enjoy their night of celebration? Five Calls says it all. What do you do in this situation? You sit down at a restaurant and there's a celebrity at the table next to you. Do you leave them alone, or do you go up for the picture? Miraculously, somehow, I found myself this weekend at the same place that was hosting the Hall of Fame basketball where Kobe Bryant was getting inducted. It was crawling Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson. I saw all of them. And I sit down to dinner next to Dr. J and Jerry West.
And say nothing and ask for no photo while
nothing.
Everybody else, countless people come by because you're trying to be respectful.
What would you do? I figured leave them alone. Hi, it's Ian on Raven.
Never.
Never.
Never. I think they deserve to have privacy, and I think that they deserve to be able to come back to the same restaurant again.
You know, I understand what you're saying is you want to be polite and you want to be respectful. You know what I've learned over a lifetime, Anna? You're never going to see that person again. What do you care?
I just feel like what an interruption that is to your dinner to have to constantly do that.
How many times did you see him get interrupted during his meal?
I would say probably about 4 times.
Right.
But you could see everybody like sneaky taking pictures of them. Mm-hmm.
Did he grab your hand before you walked out the door and tell you how much he appreciated you reserving his privacy?
No.
Right, because he didn't notice.
Okay.
Because he didn't care.
Right. Five Calls says it all. What would you have done in that situation?
Well, I was actually in a very similar situation. I was with my mom, and we also saw Dr. J there. And I was like, oh, my God, no, we can't go up to him. But my mom was like, no, we have to. So, of course, she was one who went up and got a picture. I didn't, but she was more bold than I was.
See that? And now your mom's running around telling everybody about how Dr. J's her best friend.
Exactly.
And you just got to talk about how you saw him passing one time, and your friend goes, oh, really?
Because
I don't see any evidence.
Yeah.
I mean, it seemed very nice. I just didn't want to interrupt his surf and turf. Hi, it's Anna on Raven. Five Calls says it all. What would you have done?
I would have gone up and asked for the autograph.
Oh, you would have went for the autograph one further. I don't do the autograph. Like, I mean, I never, as an adult, understood what another adult does with it. But Dr. J's, you could, like, sell.
Yeah, but I had my clutch. All I had in there was like my license and my lipstick. I didn't have a Sharpie with me.
Too bad it wasn't made out of a jersey, because that would have really been worth something. That would have been good.
Hi, it's Anna on Raven. Five calls says it all. What would you have done?
Hi. My mom is the flight attendant, so she actually runs into a lot of celebrities on her flights. And one time we were on our way to Puerto Rico, and I don't know if you've watched The Real Housewives, but I saw Ramona Singer. And there's no way I'm not going to say hi to Ramona Singer if she's on my flight. So I got up the courage. I go to the bathroom, and on my way back from the bathroom, I just stopped by at her seat. Was like, "You are the best. Like, you're so funny. Like, thank you so much for doing the show." And she was super gracious about it. She knew that people love her, and like, you know, people love to watch the show. It's a hit. But yeah, my mom was like mortified that I did it. Of course, she wasn't working or anything, but I was going to ask her for an autograph, but doing stuff like that, I think that if it's the right time, right place, and you know, there's not too much going on, I think it's okay.
I mean, it would have been a better time and place if you had done it before you went to the bathroom, but if I'm Ramona, but yeah,
exactly.
Definitely. I applaud your ability to stop and say hello. Good job.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Five calls says it all. What would you do?
So it actually happened to me. I was having a brunch, and two tables down, it was Angelica Houston having brunch at the fancy restaurant. So my friend kept saying, like, go, take a selfie with it. And I couldn't do that to her. The woman was enjoying her eggs. So, you know,
oh, come
I let
on.
Her be.
Mm-hmm. Angelica Houston's been around a long time. She knows how this game works. I would have been over there and flirting with her over those eggs, girl.
All right, so what it comes down to is 3-2, you leave them alone. Leave the celebrities alone, Raven.
Nonsense.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us, they let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's really easy. You just decide who's right. Dylan and Jenna. Jenna, let's start with you. What's going on?
Hey, you guys. Our son, he's 3 years old, and my husband wants him to get his first haircut. And I do not. And he's starting preschool this summer. So that's our little situation. I like putting it up in a boy bun. And my husband doesn't really care for it. I love brushing his hair. I love it. I love his hair.
Dylan, why are you so adamant that your son cuts his hair?
Well, it's a couple of reasons. You know, he's growing up. He is 3 now. I've enjoyed having a little it run around the house and everything, but I'm just concerned about when he gets, you know, to school and kids making fun of him. Parents that we're already hanging out with for play dates, they're already saying stuff like, "Oh, look at your little girl. What's her name?" Thinking of the future of what he's going to, you know, anticipate with adults in school and children in school.
Well, let me ask the obvious question, which seems kind of the question of today. How does your little boy feel about it? I mean, how does your son feel about it, right? Because, I mean, if your son likes his hair, this is the thing, right? We're not supposed to necessarily tell our kids how to steer these certain things. On the other hand, when I see a grown man with a man bun, I immediately have distaste for him.
I like the idea of a boy bun, though, like a little boy bun. I don't know. You can answer this however you want, Mom, but looking at my daughter, who's 2.5, I don't think she knows any different.
Right.
You know?
Cares one way or the other.
Yeah.
Right. So
what do you think, Jenna?
Right. I agree. And I think that, you know, I have to disagree with man buns are, you know, they annoy you or whatever. I actually think at that point you're an adult. You can make a bad decision yourself. So, you know, you made that decision as a kid.
But
you're right. You don't know what's going on.
Yeah, but you're setting him up for that as a child. And I think that it's important for our son to love his hair, and he loves his long hair. He doesn't really know the difference.
Well, does he love his hair, or is he terrified of getting that haircut? Because I know that the first time, like, for kids, some kids, haircuts is like traumatizing. It's terrifying. So,
I mean, Dakota won't even let me touch her hair.
Right.
That's why it looks like a wild mess.
Does he
all the time.
Love it, or is he fearful of the actual process?
Well, I guess really what comes down to is, do you cut his hair? And Dad says absolutely, and Mom says no. So whose side are you on this morning? What do you think?
1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Dylan and Jenna's 3-year-old son has never had a haircut. Mama loves putting his hair up in a man bun or a boy bun, I guess we should call it. Her husband, Dylan, says before he gets ready to go to preschool in the next month or two, like, you need to cut his hair. She's not into it. Not at all.
Yeah, I mean, she thinks that, again, she loves his hair, but Dylan thinks that there's a possibility that he could get picked on when he gets to school or whatever, because the hair is really long at this point. I mean, either way, the kid hasn't had a haircut yet at this point, so how does he know what he likes?
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna on Raven's Couples Court.
I'm on the mom's side. I'm a preschool teacher, and this is an opportunity for teaching children about diversity and acceptance, not to run away from children making fun. And honestly, most kids won't notice the difference at this age.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a couple's court. Dylan and Jenna have a 3-year-old son who has never had a haircut. And mom loves it. Loves his long hair. Puts it up in a boy bun. It's like a man bun, but it's for 3-year-old boys.
Short people, yeah.
Uh-huh. So Dylan says, listen, this has been fun, but you need to cut the baby's hair before he starts preschool. He's going to get made fun of. She's not on board.
Yeah, Dylan just thinks that it's you know, let him go in prepared at least to deal with how the other boys are dealing with it. I mean, I guess it's not really necessarily a choice for me at this point. I would just think clean and easy in the morning, right? Somewhere that he's got to go. Without the kid having ever done it before, he doesn't know if he has a preference.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's a couple's court, Anna and Raven.
I am on the husband's side. The mother put out one clue that she doesn't, it's not about the son. It's like she likes brushing his hair.
Right.
You like brushing his hair. It has nothing to do with that he likes it. And as she's brushing his hair, she probably says, oh, I love your hair so much. He's afraid that he might hurt her.
Right. I mean, yeah. It's possible.
He doesn't like his hair.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's all he knows, too, right? Like, I mean, he might be fine with the hair, but he's never had a haircut. So it's all he knows. He might get that haircut and be like, I'm free.
Exactly.
I'm free.
I think we're giving this 3-year-old a
like,
lot
this
of credit.
Feels really good. So let him try it first. And if he's like, oh, I hate it, then she can always let it grow back.
So the baby's 3. He doesn't know what's happening. Trust me. And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm with the dad today. I think it's important that the boy gets to see what his hair looks like short. He's never seen it short. He probably only knows it's long, so it's hard to give a judgment that he loves his long hair when he's never had short hair. So I think it's great to give him those options, and I feel like kind of how the mom says the dad sets him up to like not like his hair, where mom's not really giving him an option to love short hair. So I think you cut it.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the dad's side. They should cut the hair because he doesn't know. He's only 3 years old. And I think the dad's right. He's going to preschool, and kids are going to make fun of him.
I'm not sure if I'm concerned at all about the bullying. I just don't want to get it caught in anything. He's going to be going into a new place. Maybe he gets it in a door jam or something. You don't know, Anna.
No, I think all the bigger concern that dad has is that he's going to get bullied. That, I think that's what it's concerned about.
Maybe he's walking by and he gets it caught in a blender or something. You don't know. There's dangers everywhere.
Okay.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Dylan, our audience agreed with you. Jenna, why do you want to set him up for getting made fun of? He's already going to be starting school. It's a big deal. If Dylan feels so adamantly about this, let his hair be short. He can grow it out when he gets older and make his own decisions.
I don't know if I agree with that, but I don't know. We're going to ask our son.
Here's a scenario for you, Jenna. I think maybe you cut his hair once because he's never had a haircut before, right? And there's probably some fear of going to the barbershop. But how about you cut his hair once and then tell him that, you know, he can make up his own mind after this. Then you're okay with that. That way he's at least got the information.
I mean, perhaps maybe we can go in for a trim.
There you go.
We can get him used to it.
And Dylan, you're cool with that?
Yeah, I think that, like I said, I think it's time for him to get a haircut and maybe he likes it short.
This is true.
Sounds good to me.
All right, if you have a problem too, send an email, couplescore@annonraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. This is Chris.
Yes.
Hi, Chris. You're up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Chris.
All right, Raven's walking out of here. When that big studio door closes, he can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I bring them back in, and I ask them the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. You ready to play?
Yep.
$1,100. Let's go. Number 1, Martha Stewart quickly corrected the New York Post when they said she had 16 peacocks. She has 21 of these glorious birds, she says. What TV company has used a peacock as its logo since 1956?
NBC.
Number 2, TikTok has amassed over 2 billion downloads overall globally, but it's still second to what app that's the most popular app in the world?
I'm going to say Snapchat.
Number 3, Ariana Grande got married this weekend to her fiancé, Dalton Gomez. What does Dalton Gomez do for a living?
I have no idea.
Number four, speaking of wedding actors, Justin Harley and Sophia Pernis are newly married. Justin Harley plays Kevin Pearson on what NBC show?
This Is Us.
And number five, Katie Sagal is protesting ABC's decision to cancel her new show, Rebel. What was the name of the show where Katie Sagal played Peggy Bundy?
Married with Children.
All right. Not bad, Chris. I don't know if it's going to be. Well, we'll see. Maybe. Yo. All right. Chris got 3 out of 5.
That's pretty good. Let's see how I do, Chris. $1,100 on the line.
Number one, Martha Stewart quickly corrected the New York Post when they said that she had 16 peacocks. She says she has 21 of these glorious birds.
That's right. Watch your tongue there.
What TV company has used a peacock as its logo since 1956?
It's easy. NBC.
Yes. Number two, TikTok has amassed over 2 billion downloads overall globally, but it's still second to what app that's the most popular app in the world?
It's got to be Facebook.
Facebook is correct. Number three, Ariana Grande got married this weekend to her fiancé, Dalton Gomez. What does Dalton Gomez do for a living?
He's a realtor, isn't he? He's a real estate agent.
That's right.
Yeah.
Number four, speaking of weddings, actors Justin Harley and Sophia Pernis are newly married. Justin Harley plays Kevin Pearson on what NBC show?
This Is Us. One more season to go. That's my show.
Number five, Katie Sagal is protesting ABC's decision to cancel her new show, Rebel. What was the name of the show where Katie Sagal played Peggy Bundy?
Married with Children.
Chris, you beat you 5-3 this morning. We will get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Ooh, smoke show.
What that means, though, is we put another $100 in the jackpot, and tomorrow morning you'll have your chance at $1,200. And thank you to Valentina. She submitted one of the questions that I used today in Can't Beat Raven. If you ever have an idea for a trivia question, you could always submit it too at annaandraven.com.
Better luck next time.